I got this 8990. Pistons champ flat bill, black sorta cap with the hologram tags. White mag rims, red rubber tires. Chain frame pegs, drip shit from my supplier. Dope man attire. Give me about an hour and I have it clicking, ticking, gliding, flying like MacGyver. I'm a murder club dope pedal rider. Nigel said I'm good, they get that ink on my bicep. I get busy as a bee on my bike grips. If I catwalk this sidewalk, I could fly this bitch and I'm flying. It's tied to the side, that's the flag that I'm flying. Add to the fact that it all coincide with these wheels that I'm riding. 3-point mags make you think that I'm gliding. Shit, nigga, I ain't lying. I got a long rap sheet that'll say that I'm tied in.
Pedal down the foot, yeah, wheelies on the front. Pedal down the foot, yeah, wheelies on the front.
I'm on the dyno with the black mag, black mag. Dyno with the black mag, black mag, black mag. Dyno with the
pedal down the foot, yeah, wheelies on the front. Pedal down the foot, yeah, wheelies on the front.
I'm on the dyno with the black mag.
Oh boy. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. Ooh, so we're coming to you from the house on a hopefully tweaked setup so that I can hear what I'm saying, you can hear me, and it's not too loud or too crazy. But please let me know if it is. I will do my best to fix it. Shout out to everybody in comm, including our friends Quentin and Ratsu, Jeff, and Luchis, either way, Luchis, welcome. Of course, X1 and Ratsu, and all the people, welcome, welcome. Thanks for being here. It's 1906 UTC here on March the 8th, 2024. Let me see, today's March 8th, which I believe that's international. Oh, Luchis, thank you. Today is International Women's Day, so happy International Women's Day. Also, I want to mention that Ramadan's coming up. If you are not Muslim, then you probably don't know, but the holy month of Ramadan begins on March 11th or March 12th, depending on the sighting of the new moon. The dawn to dusk fast lasts anywhere from 12 to 17 hours, depending on where in the world you are. Muslims believe that Ramadan is the month when the first verses of the Holy Book of the Quran were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad more than 1,400 years ago. So people don't eat, drink, smoke, or have sex during the daylight hours to achieve a greater consciousness of God. So it's a 33-year cycle. So this year it starts on March 12th, and it'll keep getting earlier in the year as time goes on. So in 20 years, in 2044, Ramadan will be on July 26th. It'll actually have gone backwards every year. So next year's March 1st, February 18th, January 28th, December 26th, December 15th. It'll just keep rolling back. The shortest in 2031, that'll be the shortest fasting hours in Northern Hemisphere and longest in the Southern Hemisphere, because that'll be on December 15th of all times. So that's something just to give you a heads up. I just always like to mention that because Ramadan's not something we learn about whenever I was growing up. Happy Flipper 88. Welcome, welcome. I've got a Flipper 0 sitting in my closet now. All right, what do we got? We only have one last day here in California before we head to Oakland International Airport on Sunday morning. Oh, I may or may not add 5 years of VPM onto the account. Oh, well, good. Great for you. Hey, X1, welcome, welcome. Also, sad news for anime and manga fans. The creator of Dragon Ball and one of the most influential and best-selling Japanese mangakas of all time has died at the age of 68. That's Akira Toriyama. He had a subdural hematoma, a type of bleeding near the brain. His studio said on Friday, Dragon Ball is hugely popular around the world, and the comic series has spawned cartoons and films. Fans have paid tribute to Mr. Toriyama for creating characters that had become a part of their childhood. Fans offered sympathy on social media. If you like Oda, I like Oda because Oda does One Piece. Oda and Toriyama were friends, so it's kind of been sad time for this guy. For his passing. All right, onto the death and destruction of people we don't know, and it just, it's news. Now, first, this is not really big news, but it's something that's slowly getting buried in the headlines because people get tired of it. Israel's war on Gaza. Five people were killed by air-dropped aid, which I thought was what the heck? Five people are killed by airdropped aid boxes because parachutes failed to open, highlighting the problem of getting desperately needed humanitarian relief into Gaza. Palestinians say what they need is the U.S. to stop giving weapons to Israel. But Joe Biden announced a plan to build a temporary pier on Gaza's coastline to allow aid to enter. The plan's been criticized as not realistic and a distraction. So we'll see what's going on there. One of the great common typos in com is when you scroll your mouse and it captures it. But yeah, those airdrop aid boys have been playing Helldiver 2, according to Quentin. So that's some death and destruction there. Now let's talk about airplanes. There's two... The sound of war. Good point. Tire falls off of United Airlines flight immediately after takeoff in San Francisco. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a United Airlines flight that lost a tire while taking off from San Francisco International, damaging several cars in the parking lot before the plane safely landed at Los Angeles International Airport. The plane lost a portion of luggage handling gear tire of landing gear tire during takeoff around 11:35 a.m. on Thursday as the flight departed for Osaka. The San Francisco Airport spokesperson, Doug Yackel, told CNN. United Airlines confirmed the plane lost one tire after takeoff. There's a video and a photo of it. So if you are interested, you can find out. Yeah, you need the tire. Stug says, oh dear, you sort of want the tire. So here's a photo. You can see it falling off of the United airplane at sdf.org/lima/1on. That's sdf.org/lima/1 Oscar November, all lowercase, all together, sdf.org/l/1on. And Overland in the house. Welcome, welcome. Tiffany and I bought it. We've played maybe 3 hours so far, but it's pretty fun. All right. Cool. You only need the tires for takeoffs and landings. What's the problem? Do you guys know where that tire went? An American Airlines pilot could be heard asking air traffic control after being informed of the incident as other flights were redirected. No, so it's probably going to be a few minutes for you guys, the controller responded. United identified it as a Boeing 777-200. That's 777-200. It has six tires on each of its two main landing gear struts and was designed to land safely with missing or damaged tires. The San Francisco International Airport's runway was briefly closed to clear debris, but has since reopened, and there's no further impact to airport operations. So at least they didn't lose it and not notice it. But don't worry, there's more air trouble. Indonesian Airlines pilots fell asleep mid-flight. The Indonesian Air Safety Agency has called for better pilot fatigue monitoring mechanisms after an investigation revealed that both pilots of a commercial aircraft had recently fallen asleep in flight. That's right. A pilot and co-pilot were simultaneously asleep for approximately 28 minutes during a Batik Air flight from Southeast Sulawesi to the capital of Jakarta on January 25th. A preliminary report by the National Transport Safety Committee has found. The report, seen by AFP on March 8, was uploaded to the agency website in February. Indonesia is a vast archipelago with a poor air safety record, despite relying heavily on air transport to connect its thousands of islands. One of the pilots had not rested adequately the night before. So think about this the next time you're mad that your pilot or the flight crew timed out, because this is what we're avoiding. We're avoiding people falling asleep. Stug, Jay LaMoth, and Quentin in com. 777 with file permissions like that? No wonder it had problems. good times. Don't worry, there's still more trouble for Boeing. A Boeing's plane burst into flames mid-flight. Just gets better and better. A United Airlines Boeing 737 plane was forced to make an emergency landing in Texas after its engine exploded and burst into flames midair. The flight, which was bound for Fort Myers, Florida, had just set off from Houston on Monday when it was forced to make an emergency landing just minutes into the journey. Video footage shows bright orange sparks shooting several feet out from beneath the left wing of the aircraft, just inches away from the passenger windows. In the video, a crew member could be heard alerting passengers to the issue. "Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we realize something happened outside." Minutes later, United Airlines Flight 1118, another United Airlines flight, returned to George Bush Intercontinental Airport, where it made an emergency landing around 7 p.m. on Monday. No injuries were reported. Passenger Doran D. Serta told Storyful that the plane was approximately 15 minutes into the two-hour flight when it was diverted. United Airlines said the flight landed safely and the passengers deplaned normally, adding that they arranged for a new aircraft to take our customers to their destination. Cause of the engine blaze is being investigated by the FAA. So, pretty great there. I'm sure the FAA is really happy with Boeing. Reports since several passengers on board were, door panel flew off of the 737 MAX 9. Last month, the FAA said it was giving Boeing 90 days to come up with a plan to fix quality and safety standards. But it seems like they're rushing to get rid of that. Quentin coming in, apparently he's got some feelings about Boeing. "Put the engineers back in charge at Boeing. Kick out the big business idiots that only care about stock value." Yeah, I'd say any business that doesn't let the engineers run it, they make a lot more money, but they do it by totally gutting the business. It's really terrible. Whew. Quality and safety. Whoa. All right. Let's go on in here. There's more adventures to be had. Two Americans are back on trial in Rome after killing an Italian policeman. A new trial is opened for two American men accused of killing an Italian plainclothes police officer during a botched sting operation after Italy's highest court threw out their convictions. Italy's highest court of Cassation ordered a new trial last year, saying it had not been proven beyond a reasonable doubt the defendants, with limited Italian language skills, had understood that they were dealing with Italian police officers when they went to meet an alleged drug dealer in Rome. So, we'll see what happens there, but not looking so good for those guys. And there has been a mass die-off of farmed salmon. Now that's another bit of death. Let's see what we got in here. Capitalism, minus minus, exactly, and virtue. amen, brother. All right, mass die-offs of farmed salmon. This is going to be bad news if you like to eat fish. Hundreds of millions of farmed salmon have perished in mass die-offs over the past decade, say researchers. The scientists say that large-scale mortalities are now happening more frequently and at larger scale than ever before. They're arguing that warmer seas and greater reliance on technology are contributing to the rise in death. This global assessment looked at salmon deaths in some leading producers, including Norway, the UK, and Canada. Salmon farming has come a long way since the fish were first grown commercially in cages in Norway in the 1960s. The industry expanded rapidly in recent decades, with about 70% of salmon eaten today coming from farms. But the aquaculture industry has long been controversial, with significant worries over disease among fish, escapes to the wild, and the overall environmental impact of raising them in cages. Other countries have experienced even greater mortality. Norway says close to 17% of farm fish died in 2023. Researchers looked at data from countries producing 92% of farm salmon over the past decade. So, not looking so hot. If I knew he was a cop, we wouldn't have murdered him. Best legal argument ever. Hey, might work. U.S. Army intelligence analyst has been charged with selling classified information to China. A U.S. Army analyst has been arrested and charged with selling sensitive military secrets to a contact in China. Sergeant Corbin Schultz was arrested on Thursday at Fort Campbell in Kentucky following an inquiry by the FBI and U.S. Army counterintelligence. According to the charges, he was paid $42,000 in exchange for dozens of sensitive security records. Officials say the criminal conspiracy began in June 2022 and continued until his arrest. He's charged with conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information. It's unclear if he hired an attorney who can comment on the charges against him. Confidential documents were provided to a contact that the defendant believed to be living in Hong Kong. It provided details related to hypersonic equipment, studies on the future development of U.S. military forces, and a document on China's military preparedness. So, X1, isn't that the free market? I mean, selling it to the highest bidder is the free market, but... Oh, we got some interesting news out of Germany. Elon Musk's German Tesla plant suffers close to $1 billion in damages after attacked by, quote, the dumbest eco-terrorists on Earth. So let's see what that means. Arsonists calling themselves the Volcano Group left Tesla's German factory without electricity on Tuesday, leading to damages the company claims could approach $1 billion. Billion with a B. More than 60,000 residents in Brandenburg and even parts of Berlin were also affected when a single high-voltage power mast near Tesla's factory in Grünheide? G-R-U with the dots, N-H-E-I-D-E, was set ablaze, raising broader questions over how to protect defenseless infrastructure critical to the economy from vandals, saboteurs, and criminals. If it's anything like the U.S., they'll do absolutely nothing because in, what was it, South Carolina or West Virginia, somewhere over there on the East Coast in the Appalachian area, one person shot a transformer and it took out power for like a good chunk of the Southeast. And, they didn't do anything about it. The complete destruction of the Gigafactory and of the Gigafactory and lopping off of techno-fascists like Elon Musk are a step on the path towards liberation from the patriarchy, the group said in a statement sent to media, using wordplay for Musk's first name that in German means misery. The plant senior director estimated the economic loss to Tesla from one production stop and subsequently ramp up in the high hundreds of millions. So yeah, 1,000 vehicles each day cannot be built. So that's where they're getting their numbers from. Tesla's factory, the company's first in Europe, manufactures the Model Y for most European left-hand driving markets, including Germany. Emergency power still requires a local substation, which converts electricity into useful lower voltages to be connected with the rest of the grid. The attack, however, severed the lines between the mast and the substation situated an hour's drive east of downtown Berlin. It's unfortunate that they did not have their own Tesla power walls here, because then they could have just kept going. Anyway, so, not really a lot of tears for Elon Musk, but that's going on. And speaking of not a lot of tears, Theresa May is going to stand down next election. That's right, you can celebrate if you feel any kind of way. Former Prime Minister Theresa May has announced she will stand down as an MP at the next general election. Mrs. May, who led the country from 2016 to 2019 in the wake of the vote for Brexit, has represented Maidenhead and Berkshire for 27 years. She said the difficult decision to leave the seat would enable her to spend more time on causes close to my heart. She is one of 64 MPs elected as Conservatives set to quit Parliament. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who got his first job as a junior minister during her tenure in Downing Street, called her a relentless campaigner who had been fiercely loyal. He added that she defines what it means to be a public servant. Her predecessor was Lord Cameron, and he called her a brilliant public service servant. Mrs. May is 67 years old and represented the safe Tory seat of Maidenhead since 1997 and was re-elected at the last election with an 18,846 majority. The Z-Man, Jeff, though there were left-handed car... Zohorhoff, right, coming soon, Tesla private security forces. Rather, she fell down a fiery pit. Don't let the door hit her arse on the way out. Yep. Technocracy, ruled by the experts, a bit like the European Union. It's 1922 UTC, which I just want to be sure and remember to remind you. In just a couple minutes, we've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. I'm only here Monday through Friday, 1900 to 1930 UTC, and if you've listened the last couple weeks, you know that kind of jumbles around. I may or may not start right at 1900, depends on if I'm working that day. Today I was off, and I was still a little bit late, but not too bad. At least I hope not. let's see, what else is going on? Clicking around, clicking everything. Stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee. Today's Friday. So if you press the equal sign in com, you can see what's coming up next. Something Blue from Harry Larry, along with DJ Vol's Weekend, and a really fun show. They're all fun, but I would say the third ear from DJ 10 from Berlin is always a blast. I always enjoy that show, along with SCM's IWTHNS and the ZDR Monster Show. Open VoIP is tonight at to 0200. So I guess that's technically tomorrow. And of course, there's also Synth Battle Royale, always scheduled on Friday nights at 0300 UTC for Saturday. So, you know, you can do the math. Go to anonradio.net to see what's going on. Of course, Playing of the Eclectic with DJ Roll Time Saturday at 2200. And a lot of other shows going on there. A step further out from Publius is at 1900 on Saturdays. So check it all out. Go to anonradio.net. Just tune in. Every day is something good to see, so or listen to, I guess. See it with your ears on and on radio. All right, let's see. Does my little soundboard work? Where'd you go? Oh, here it is. Boop. Do I get... Oh, there we go.
Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
All right, there we go. Okie doke. Well, let's keep on rolling. We got more news than we can fit into the show. In Indonesia, back there, Indonesians are seeking out cheaper food ahead of Ramadan as prices surge. Across the nation, Indonesians are queuing for rice, sugar, and other staples to try and beat rising prices ahead of Ramadan. A poor rice harvest has caused prices to spike, prompting the government to import the staple to ensure sufficient supplies during the fasting month. But that's not stopped people from queuing at traditional markets and government-subsidized food bazaars to save money. The price of premium rice hit an all-time high of 18,000 rupiah, or 1.5 Singapore dollars per kilogram, at the end of February. So, we'll see what happens there. That just kind of have it going. Republicans report that they're baffled by Katie Britt's State of the Union response, and they're calling it one of our biggest disasters. The 42-year-old Alabama senator is a rising Republican star, but her kitchen table speech didn't land well, even in her own party. So she said, "What the hell am I watching right now?" an unnamed advisor told Rolling Stone. "It's one of our biggest disasters ever," an unnamed Republican strategist told the Daily Beast. Delivering the official State of the Union response can be a thankless task, as the former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and the former Senator Marco Rubio may remember. So it's kind of a disaster there. The Great Barrier Reef near Australia is facing a mass bleaching event, so looking not too great for the animals there. And a repeat offender in Singapore is back behind bars after making off with nearly $120,000 of employers' money. I like this story because they used the word recalcitrant. A recalcitrant offender who has been in and out of jail for offenses including cheating is back behind bars after she misappropriated nearly $120,000 of her then-employee's payroll. On March 8th, Amanda Yao, 37, who used to be known as Yao Shi Ki, before she legally changed her name, pleaded guilty to one count of criminal breach of trust before she was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months in jail. She has since made partial restitution of $20,000 to the company. Deputy Public Prosecutor Brian Tan told the court that Yao had been given 10 weeks jail in 2015. In 2020, she was sentenced to a week in jail after she pleaded guilty. Court documents didn't disclose details about her earlier offenses. Let's see what we got going on here. Oh, gift economy. Hey, Tobe, welcome. Zoroff pointing out it's kind of ironic that food prices rise when people are fasting. X1 comes in, you know, when those politicians are responsible of nothing because some scientist claims something. Tobe is suggesting. Oh man, we've only got like 90 seconds or so to go. So let me give you the headlines. We'll kind of skip through the details. Federal agency is, so this is backwards news. Federal agency to develop minority-owned businesses can't only help minority-owned businesses, a Texas judge has ruled. A federal judge in Texas ruled on Tuesday that Minority Businesses Development Agency, which provides support to businesses owned by people of color, is now barred from providing exclusive assistive service to these entities, and now has to provide assistance to all businesses and owners, regardless of race. So we'll see how that plays out. Feels bad, man. California homeowners have raised stakes, and one guy put a fence. If you didn't know, beaches You can't own the water, you can't own the ocean, and often the border you can't own, so the actual where the beach water meets the sea. But that doesn't stop people who buy land adjacent to the beach from blocking it off. They're expected to face a $4.7 million fine, but they own a multi-million dollar house, so they don't really care. A Uvalde report says that the police didn't do anything wrong, which is pissing people off, because the Uvalde police definitely did something wrong. what else? Oh, we're running out of time. Darn it, darn it, darn it. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tope. UFO sightings are likely military tests. Astronomers have detected a boiling ocean. It's a world just covered in water, and the water is all boiling. So that would be terrible. And the California Coastal Commission does not fuck around, our good pal, Zerhoff. Enjoy the weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
7.